This is the Emergency Medical Minute, sponsored by Mile High Ambulance.
We see a fair amount of patients with seizures, and most of the times it's not anything too dramatic. It's somebody who's already stopped seizing. But once in a while, we'll see someone who is actively seizing or someone who's truly having status seizure. And the dosing for medications for those really does matter. If you give too little of the medications, they're probably not going to stop seizing, and maybe they have worse outcomes. So does anyone know the recommended dose for Ativan, the most common benzo that we use for true status seizure? So two of Ativan is what most of us would use, but the actual recommended dose is 0.1 mg per kilo up to 4 milligrams. So anybody above 40 kilos, which is most people that we're taking care of, should get 4 milligrams at a time of IV lorazepam. The other benzos, I won't go through all the dosing, but has similarly high dosing. And then for Keppra, the actual like anti-epileptic medication we typically use, anyone have a guess on the recommended dose for that one or the maximum? 4.5 grams. Perfect, Steven. So 60 milligrams per kilogram. So everyone who's 70, 80 kilos, which is most people, should be getting 4.5 grams of Keppra. Why they don't make it in that size vial and you have to get like 5 vials of the medication, I'm not sure. But those are the kind of recommended doses for the most common medications that we use. There have been several studies that have shown that a lot of people don't get those doses, and it's not just here. So one recent study showed that for the lorazepam equivalent of benzodiazepines, about half the patients in status got the right dose. And for the Keppra dosing, levetiracetam, the Keppra dosing, it was actually about 35%. So most people are not getting the right doses who are in true seizures. And then the outcomes, there's been several studies that have suggested that patients do worse. This recent study I was looking at showed that there's higher rates of intubation, higher rates of ongoing seizures, worse overall outcomes in those patients that don't get the right doses. So it sounds like a lot of medications, but you're better off in the long run stopping the seizure quickly, even if they're a little bit sleepy for a while. Just kind of a thought, if you get someone who's getting 4 milligrams of Ativan if they're true seizing, that's the right dose. Thanks, guys.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Health One Continental Division, and Swedish Medical Center for their financial contributions to the EMM. Donations from them and listeners like you make it possible for us to fulfill our mission of producing and spreading free medical education to the masses. If you enjoy our show, please consider making a one-time or recurring donation to help cover our operational costs and keep the EMM awesome. Click on the link in our show notes to make a donation. Thank you for listening.